I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We will get to the EP shortly, but let's get a quick Masters update.
Okay.
Live coverage online.
Okay. I don't know. There's about 20 guys who are on the course now. Your leaders are all one under. That would be Jonathan Vegas, Mike Weir, Michael Kim, Zach Johnson, Chris Kirk. Davis Riley started off at one under, but he's given one back, so he's even par.
Zach Johnson won a green jacket, right?
I think he's won.
And Weir. And Weir definitely won.
Weir definitely did, yeah.
Zach Johnson
That's why
won
they're
two?
Playing.
No.
Just one? No, I think
just
one.
Was it PGA? I think he has two majors.
He won a British.
Yeah, British.
Yeah, he's won two.
I think he won at St. Andrews or Carnoustie.
I think he's kind of a curmudgeon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not he's a definitely
big,
a curmudgeon.
I'm not a big Zach Johnson
Especially
guy.
When you say you blew the Ryder Cup.
Probably doesn't like that. Doesn't take too kindly to that.
Well, yeah. They didn't just blow the Ryder. I just got pounded in the Ryder Cup.
Valdez, he won it at St. Andrews.
Yeah, there you go.
Will Zalatoris bogeyed number one. Patton Kizzire is one over through four, or through five, sorry. So, yeah, there's about 20 guys on the course.
I think
some of the bigger names will be teeing off in about 45 minutes.
I'm pretty sure Zalatoris won a Korn Ferry event at Chicago Highlands, which my buddy Tom owns.
Very good.
Yeah. In the rain, Tom got all bitter because they were scorching it that week. They were just throwing darts at it.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Because it softens
up the course.
The weather is just spectacular down there.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
I mean, it's not windy. It's just perfect.
Of course, if there was one course you had, I think I would love to play it one time, but... I mean, I would definitely play from the white tees. Not playing it from the tips.
No. Unless you want to shoot 200.
Yeah, unless I want to shoot a million. No. I don't think that would be too fun. All right, let me tell you what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment cakes.
Please.
Try to entertain you the best I can.
The bar is low. We were just talking about firing squad executions in the last segment.
That was entertaining to me. Remember a few years ago when there was kind of that race? Was it Jeff Bezos and was it Elon Musk with sending like just regular people, folks?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, you got rich, but or celebrities up into space. And what's his name? Got all emotional. The guy from Star Trek.
Oh,
William Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner.
Bill Shatner
got all emotional about it.
He's got to be close to 90.
He's 90. He's past 90.
He looks great,
I think,
too,
he's
right?
Like 90 or 91, at least.
Well, now there's, I
94.
Guess, there's going to be another one.
I can't
one.
Believe he's 94 years old.
Blue Origin, which I think is Bezos' deal, they're sending some celebs up there, including Gayle King, Oprah's bestie.
Right.
Oprah was not interested, but Gayle's going to go up there. Katy Perry is going up there.
Didn't we do the story like a month ago?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Maybe
it was Cakes' entertainment.
I know it's back in the news because they're like starting to train.
Yeah. Gotcha.
You imagine.
And then Lauren
Perry's
Sanchez
boobs and no gravity.
Third celeb. There's a couple other ladies of note that have accomplished things.
Mm-hmm.
But
I remember Gayle King and Katy Perry. Maybe Cakes did it on Day You Were Out.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Possibly.
I don't think I did it. But this was just updated yesterday, so that was news to me. I didn't know that those guys were all planning to do it. I definitely wouldn't do it. I've just seen too many of these rocket launches where these things are exploding. Like
airplanes are dicey enough. That's high enough for me. 35,000 feet. Plenty high.
Right.
I don't need to go higher than that.
I'm with you.
No thanks.
I know that most people don't really watch SNL anymore unless there's some extraordinary guest or something or there's some sort of anniversary show.
I didn't even watch the 50-year.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I heard it was good. But
you know that Kenan Thompson's been on that show for a long time,
yeah,
right? You do know him. And he has, I guess he's revealing that he's been suffering in silence. And I kind of want to goof on this, but I guess I shouldn't. He says he's been suffering with symptoms that have been piling up of severe acid reflux.
Oh, really?
Yes. Hmm. He was recently diagnosed, I guess, with severe acid reflux. And look, we've all had that before. At least I have. I know JP has.
Got to cut your acid out of your diet. Don't quit drinking orange juice.
A couple years ago, he started
coffee,
experiencing painful heartburn. Especially when eating acidic foods.
Yep.
I get it. Like when I have my Coke Zero or whatever.
Too much soda, too much red sauce.
Isn't there like over-the-counter meds you can take for that? Or
you can.
I guess if it's severe, you might need something more hardcore than that.
He likes that orange soda.
Is that, did he say that's what one of the...
it's the Kenan and Kel.
They're
obsessed with orange soda.
Oh, okay. Well, orange soda is delicious.
I know.
I think you got to be like 40.
Yeah. What is Kel doing these days?
I don't know.
No idea. I know in college, I worked at this copy place where I was making, you know, when I was doing
my master's. You worked there?
Yeah, I worked at this copy place. You would actually go there.
Making
you had a class
copies.
And your teacher would have like, I don't know, she'd have like some 100-page booklet or something for the students you'd have to purchase or whatever. So that's where I made extra money. And I remember there was a period of time where I couldn't stop burping. I was just burping like crazy. And I made an appointment with a doctor, and I luck boxed this hot Persian doctor. I mean, it was a one in a million of these. A one in a million.
You still remember the Persian doctor
hot
from
Persian
1989.
Doctor. And I had this pathetic, and I was just like, I can't stop burping.
No.
I mean, it was so embarrassing. It was like literally humiliating.
Emasculating.
Huh?
For some reason, when you mentioned Persian doctor,
she just told me
never even saw this person, but I remember Cakes and Bishbucks.
Yeah.
They had some sort of an endorsement. I want to say it was like teeth whitening or something.
Yeah, 100%.
And I remember you coming back
in
talking about some woman there too.
Yeah, she was attractive.
She was.
I don't know what to tell you. I think she was also Persian.
Yeah.
She was.
I don't remember her name.
I just remember the enthusiasm that you guys talked about it. That when you said Persian doctor, it triggered my brain two guys raving about somebody.
I must
somebody.
Not have been that enthusiastic. I think I went once.
Well, because they probably asked you to pay the second time.
Probably. Most likely.
A lot of our endorsements, they're a company that'll say, we'll give you the free treatment to hook you up. And then after like the first free treatment, they go, oh yeah, you need to do 10.
Yeah.
And you had to pay for the rest.
We've learned over the years.
The worst one, I've done some wild ones.
Sure.
One you did with Brett.
I've done multiple
worst.
Where I've been butt naked.
Yeah.
I mean, have you guys ever done anything butt naked?
Sure these
I've done multiple.
Are you sure these are endorsements?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, was there a black couch you had to sit on too?
No. It wasn't even porno. I've done
any holes cut in the wall, perhaps.
Yeah. I got the radio waves on my down there area.
Yeah, sure.
To increase blood flow.
Right.
And by the way, I definitely went to the plate with a bigger back.
Okay.
100% chance.
All right.
It
worked. It was
increased.
Effective.
It
broke up the plaque down there.
It broke up the plaque down there.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, whoa. It was like
I know
it was
the
18
science.
Again.
I know the science here.
Yeah. I had a bigger pickle.
Sure.
It's true. But so that
I don't know
one,
what
was,
you can say anymore.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Because I've said something that you definitely can't say.
Yeah.
I had like 8 appointments where I would go in there and I just would take my pants off. I'd have my shirt. I'd be Porky Pig.
And
I put my legs up in a stirrups.
Females there?
No. This dude came in and we just talked about New York City hoops while he was down there. He put gel and then he put the thing on and it was doing the radio waves on my on my thing.
That's very awkward.
15 minutes.
Radio Insider.
But every day, once a week.
Fill the audience in on the one you did with Brett.
The one
that's
I did
my
with Brett
favorite.
Is
the
one time classic. The one we did with Brett, and I, it was Brett's idea. I literally did Brett a solid. I had no interest in it. Brett wanted to get sexy. We were bringing sexy back. He wanted to get sexy because Britney Spears and all the celebrities were doing this sculpting thing.
Yeah.
You get
sculpting.
These injections.
Let's go, EB.
So... he was like, they won't do the endorsement unless one of the junkies does it.
Right.
They won't do it unless one of the junkies
I need a partner in crime.
Will you do it, EB? So I was like, all right, fine, I'll do it. So I went and I showed up and you had to have a certain body fat percentage.
Yeah, you're too fat.
We were too fat for it. Yeah. Because it only has their claim, this is why you know it doesn't work. It only has a marginal impact.
Right.
So you have to be like just a little bit chubby, like or just a little bit of body fat. So we got on the scale and immediately they said we were too heavy. So then we started stripping.
Oh,
and I literally, Brett was in there. I literally was butt naked holding my privates, trying to get the lowest weight on there. And then they basically had to sign a waiver. Brett did the same thing. We got on the scale butt naked so we could get our absolute lowest weight so that we could qualify for the shot.
Yeah.
And then you had painful injections of... I remember it as soy sauce, but it was something like
that.
Soy sauce, but it was some sort of soy protein that they were putting in you. And we would come in here looking
like bruised. You're bruised like a banana.
No, I think we
and
got
didn't
like,
it make you super bloated?
Yeah. Oh my God. It was like I was having a baby.
I don't even like Chinese food. Why are we getting shot up with soy sauce?
I don't want to overstate it, but it was somewhere between like 10 and 20 injections. And they were so painful. Like, at time. And we did like... 4 to 6 of them.
Ozzy Osbourne didn't get as many injections, and he ate a rabid bat's head.
Yeah, I mean, it was insane. And needless to say, I don't think it lost 1 centimeter off anything.
We've all done them. I did one for toenails, toenail fungus, laser treatment that was supposed to be pain-free.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So bad was it,
right?
Oh.
Did I ever tell you when this was probably 3 or 4 years ago, I went to get my testicle checked because I had a lump.
You might have.
Yeah, I think so.
Did I
think you might
about
have broached
that?
This.
You
yeah.
Might have,
yeah, I think so.
And the person, the female secretary said, the physician will be in to see you in a second. I didn't ask the physician's name. It,
okay.
it was a guy.
Right.
And so, of course, you got to take your pants off.
Sure.
And he had this instrument. And it was a guy with an instrument just rubbing all over my testicles to check to see what was going on.
Right.
Very uncomfortable.
And then everything was normal.
Everything was normal, but, I mean, a guy rubbing on, you know what I'm saying? Have you ever had that? Have you ever had that?
Well,
checked?
My guy, when I get my...
He had something
my,
in college.
It gets very uncomfortable.
Well,
on
remember
the,
that?
Yeah, vaguely. But when I go and get my my exam, you know, for my prostate or whatever, he hasn't done it lately, but he would often just say... First, he would just, he'd say, take your pants off. I'd take my pants off. And then he would just grab, you know,
a
handful of my, and he was inspecting to make sure everything was okay. And then he'd turn around and say, put your elbows on the table. And that's when
that's the real serious
that's
business.
That's the real serious
Can you have one? Like well, a sling in college? Because
I think I had like.
So you had some wires crossed or something like that.
I think they were concerned it might have been the wires might have been crossed.
That could be deadly.
There was some swelling or something. So I had to get an extra large. I told him I needed an extra large sling.
They laughed
at elephantitis.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Yeah, it's just.
It's just awkward.
I don't know.
Just like swelling.
There was just like
random swelling.
Veins or something.
Life is just so tricky.
But at least, you know, Vin told me this, and I'm going to out him.
Dr. Vin?
No, you know Vin. Vinny and Joe.
Yeah.
He cracked the code.
Yeah. He was backed up.
Oh, no.
And so he had to go to the emergency room, and he had like a young doctor. It was a female, and she had to do the worst thing.
He
had to lay over on his side, and she had to basically help him evacuate.
That's
all he did was apologize.
I'd rather be dead.
Yeah,
I'd rather just have a block because it killed me.
The most humiliating thing of his life.
What did he eat, 10 pounds of cheese?
Yeah. He said, she said, you were never going to pass it.
Too much mozzarella?
Yeah.
Hey,
too much hey, mozzarella?
You're not going to believe why I went to the ER. I was on my side, and she had to put a glove on, and then her hand disappeared, and I can't get more graphic
he
than
said,
that.
No, literally, or I'll get dumped. The most embarrassing, humiliating experience of his life.
It was worse than wearing Crocs in there. I had to take my pants off.
By the way, speaking of young females, we have to say hello to Trisha, who was watching us for the first time. I just got to tell.
So, okay.
Hello,
hi, Trisha.
I don't know why.
Sorry about all the potty humor.
Yeah, this is it's a great topic matter, but,
for
thanks.
Trisha.
By the way, on the Lido Pizza text line?
Yes.
Nice.
I'll do a couple.
I'm glad that you threw that out there.
Couple more of these. LeBron Cakes is in the news, not for his hoops.
I know why he's in the news.
All right, go ahead.
He is going to be the Kenbassador for Mattel.
Yeah, he's a new Ken doll, right?
Yeah, he has a LeBron Ken doll.
Right. Now, somebody from Barstool is goofing on him, saying that he's got a Barbie now. But I don't know.
But you know, what do you think they're paying him to be the Kenbassador?
I don't know.
Probably a lot of dough.
They're
already calling him Le Barbie.
Oh, Le Barbie?
Yeah.
Does he have...
Le Barbie was Le Good in the fourth quarter last night.
Do they have a lot of, different Ken dolls?
No, I don't... This is the first,
time?
I might be.
It's Ken and Le Barbie? It's Ken and LeBron. That's
LeBron
it?
Becomes first male athlete to be a Kenbassador.
Oh, okay. So if you're into that, I mean, but who buys?
Kind of cool.
I guess it would be for young girls, right? Like, who would buy a Ken doll? A girls.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. It's not for boys.
Traditionally, but that has changed.
LeBron stands.
Yeah.
Oh, LeBron stands
are going to go out and buy it.
Uh-huh. All right.
Boys can play with dolls too, Bickle.
Hey, my mom got me a doll when I was a kid. She wanted me to learn about how babies potty.
EB, here's a Tiger Woods doll. Treat it with care.
All right, so Uber just came out with their 2025 Lost and Found Index. You guys can obviously guess what are the most commonly left behind items.
I mean, wallets, phones, purses.
Wallets, phones, keys.
Glasses.
That kind of thing in your Uber. Some of the more unique items cited by Uber included a mannequin with human hair.
Oh, that's bizarre.
Somebody left a chainsaw in his Uber. I don't even know what this is. A Ghostbusters ghost trap?
Oh, you don't know what a Ghostbusters containment unit is, EB?
No, I don't. Yeah.
Let me explain.
Yeah.
So when the Ghostbusters go bust a ghost... They get it with
their
proton
gun?
Packs, or I don't know what they're called.
The gun.
And it shoots out a ray. Then, as they bring it down closer to the ground, because it's, of course, scurrying around, it's floating around, it's an apparition. Then they bring it down, and they have, a money metal box that flaps open.
Okay.
And then
they trap the ghost in
the machine. Then the doors flap closed, and boom, you've got a ghost... In a containment unit.
Well, somebody left that in an Uber in New York City.
Was it Venkman that left it?
I don't know.
Or who are the other Ghostbusters' name?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
I can't remember.
Ray.
Ray.
Winston.
Venkman, Winston.
These must be things that people leave, like, in the trunk, right? Like, an Uber picks you up. Like, you know, like if you're going to the airport, you throw your luggage
could
in the trunk.
Could be an Uber XL, like a SUV.
People have also left a live pet turtle, a urinal. I mean, nobody's sitting next to a urinal. You put the urinal in the trunk. I guess you just left it. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
Why are you bringing a urinal in your lift?
I don't know.
Could be going to a job.
Somebody left 15
hookahs. Replacing the one here.
Okay, that's true.
Live lobsters. A Viking drinking horn. What's a Viking drinking horn, Cakes?
Oh, that's you sound the feasting horn. You've ever heard? You seen that Snickers commercial from back in the day?
The Duke's talking
about
that.
You ever watched
a
Vikings game? Skull, they blow the Vikings horn, that whole bit.
All right, it's lost on me. It's all lost.
Jonathan Allen's going to get indoctrinated in it with the quickness.
And that's about it. Last but not least, you remember Khloe Kardashian finally started talking about Lamar Odom when he got a sex doll made out to look like her. And how weird.
That is creepy.
Maybe he left it in the Uber. You said there was a mannequin left with human hair.
He could have.
It's pretty bizarre.
He could have.
All right, when we come back, we are going to dive into a topic that Kevin Sheehan has gotten into recently. I believe Grant and Danny talked about it. Mm. We actually talked about it in the box at the Wizards game about a week ago. If you had five championships between now and when you die to watch for local sports teams, how would you carve up that pie? How would you divvy that up? Would you look for five Commanders Super Bowl wins? Maybe you want five Stanley Cups. Maybe you want to divvy it up amongst the local teams. You can include college teams too.
Spread out five championships.
Five championships
for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. So we'll take your calls on that.
All locals.
All locals. 800-636-1067. You got five titles until the day you die. How do you carve them up? We'll get into that next here on The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. MIDI can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.